He became North Korea's leader before turning 30. At the time, many hoped Kim Jong-un would lead the country into a new era, one that would open the reclusive nation and its economy to the world. Instead, Kim's decade in power has been defined by brutal violence, nuclear weapons, and meetings with Donald Trump.
And it's my honor, and we will have a terrific relationship, I have no doubt.
It wasn't easy to get here, and our prejudices and practices worked as obstacles in our way forward. But we overcame all of them, and we're here today.
Unprecedented meetings to gradually denuclearize the North in exchange for sanctions relief ultimately failed, and threats against regional neighbors and their allies continued.
The entire United States is within range of our nuclear weapons, and a nuclear button is always on my desk.
But Kim's fixation on nuclear weapons has come at a heavy price. The United Nations and others have kept tough economic sanctions.
North Korea has been working towards two huge goals, strengthening national defense and improving living standards. Living situation got worse because of sanctions and the pandemic.
Kim's appetite for international respect has led him to the global stage, but his leadership has been described as ruthless, with reports of executions, including against his own brother. Rivals and dissidents say poverty and starvation are rampant. To mark 10 years since the death of his father, Kim Jong-il, North Koreans were reportedly banned from laughing, drinking, or shopping for 11 days. Kim now leads a political dynasty spanning three generations that few dare question.
Kim is emulating his grandfather because many people miss the past. So he tried to look and dress similar to his grandfather and shed tears while giving speeches. That's cosplay.
Much is still unknown about the young leader, including his long-term plans for North Korea. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.